agus dhiúltaí sé réir aon ceist eile a rugar ar seo. Tá ceist ná na chaithí sé rugart, níl deid a bhí fadu sin agus tá sé tailte ag an phobal go bhreagraithe sé na ceist sin. Tánaise sé on the 14th of July 2020, you came to this house and said, in respect of a government minister in the middle of a controversy, refusing to answer questions in the Dáil, and I quote, and this was after the minister gave a statement to the House, you said he has decided that he's not prepared to address these allegations publicly and will not make any further statement or answer any questions on this issue in the House. This decision has created a situation where legitimate doubts and additional questions are being raised. Government colleagues are expected to address these. This is simply untenable. It is my view, you went on to say, that Deputy Cowan has an obligation to come before the House. It is also my view that this issue is damaging to the ongoing work. Now, this was just weeks before, or sorry, this was just hours before you sacked Tseachtain Barry Cowan as a cabinet minister. Yet fast forward to the situation where we had last night. A minister is embroiled in controversy. He's refusing to answer questions in the Dáil. He's making a virtue of the fact that he's not going to say anything else on the matter, and nothing is done. So what happened in this chamber last night was farcical, Taoiseach, and it was completely unacceptable. Pascal Donoghue has made now on this issue not just one statement in the House, but two statements. But he answered none of the questions, none of the questions that were put to him. Today, as his concocted story lies in tatters, he announces earlier that he wants to make another statement, statement number three, before the Dáil. So I and other opposition TDs have put dozens of detailed questions to Minister Pascal Donoghue last night, and he refused point blank to answer those questions. Taoiseach, what is needed is what other ministers have undertaken to ensure that they are accountable to this House. Questions and answers before the Dáil in real time. When Leo Varadkar leaked a confidential document to his friend and was subject to the SIPO investigation, and not only a SIPO complaint, but a Garda inquiry, he came before this House and he answered questions in real time, over and back, for well over an hour and a half. When Helen McEntee, having appointed a Fine Gael activist as a judge to the Supreme Court, she did likewise, questions over and back, accountable to this House. Now, Pascal Donoghue doesn't need 24 hours to make his statement fit with his concocted narrative that he's given on a number of different occasions. So can I ask you, Taoiseach, do you believe Pascal Donoghue's story? And if so, which version of his story do you believe? Have you asked Pascal Donoghue if Michael Stone, a personal friend of his and political supporter, paid for posters to be erected for him in the 2020 campaign, having done so in the previous general election? The question, that question was put to him four times last night, and he refused to answer it. Have you asked Pascal Donoghue anything about this in terms of this controversy that he's embroiled in? Or is it, Taoiseach, one rule for your government ministers and another rule for Fine Gael government ministers? And can I ask you, will you ensure that the government whip now bring an amendment to the order of this House so that there is proper question and answers of this minister who point blank refused to make any other comment on this matter but is forced to make a U-turn and wants to make a third statement? A statement doesn't cut it. We demand accountability, we demand question and answers of the minister, and we demand the minister comes clean.
Well, I do support Shemahorum agus an tahi itag on me gobble at a Pascal Donoghue na go far unrick maconta ita on agus tainiche in nihil gache in law son the tira agus ibrinche son went in the tira maconta caig me a shin around shinan tahi itag on hein agus me gobble Le Pasca, Pascal Donoghue, Fai Goblin, Gale, agus cahi meisín achar oscór na Dála. I'm essentially saying that I have found Pascal Donoghue working with him in government over the last 2.5 years. I found him to be a very competent, dedicated, and honourable minister. I have to put that on the record of the House. That is my experience in my engagement with him. And I think he has the country's interests at heart in the discharge of his duties as a minister. Secondly, I would also offer the viewpoint that in a legitimate controversy of this kind, in an issue of this kind, we do need balance and perspective in terms of how we approach these issues. Just make that point in terms of the issue at stake here. It's absolutely essential that members of across the House adhere to the regulations and the various rules that this House has created through legislation to ensure the proper conduct of elections and political affairs in this country. That's important. But in the consideration of that, then, we need to have balance and perspective in terms of the issues at hand. Thirdly, I would say this. Minister O'Donoghue has come before the House. My understanding is that Minister O'Donoghue is coming at the earliest opportunity before the House again in relation to this issue. But we in this House took the decision to establish a body via legislation called the Standards and Public Office, SIPO, to investigate complaints that are lodged with SIPO in respect of any individual or member of the House where the complaint alleges that there's been a breach of the rules or the guidelines. Now, the Minister has come before the House, but I think a legitimate question we all have to ask ourselves in respect of electoral laws and the political donation regulations. There is a genuine issue there, Deputy. I mean, to be fair, your own party did acknowledge that you didn't fully, you know, include all expenditure in a recent election. I think there was, in terms of a political poll, there was 7,000 not included in your statement. If I'm correct, and you may correct me in respect to a major donation that your party received, I think it was at William Hannan, about 4 or 5 million. I've always said you're a 32-county party, but in respect of any complaints to SIPO or any accountability to SIPO in regards to that legacy of 4 to 5 million, which is extraordinary in itself, you opted to say that there's a 6-county party of Sinn Féin to which that money has gone to and that it hasn't gone to the party in the Republic. Now, some would say that's a circumvention of the SIPO rules and regulations. You may disagree with that, but I merely say that people can complain and legitimately, and then we have to weigh up who does the investigation ultimately in terms of the detail of a complaint. And there is a danger. And I do understand and I fully subscribe to the idea of accountability to the House, and perhaps maybe in the aftermath of a SIPO investigation, that accountability can be dealt with in more detail. But there is a problem here now in terms of how I determine how members want to proceed.
You also didn't answer any of my questions. So there's a bit of a pattern here. Let's be clear about this. Pascal Donoghue is the minister that oversees the SIPO legislation. SIPO has been begging for additional powers, and he's refused them on a number of occasions. The matter is serious. The matter is that there was a donation, which your own candidate, in fairness, disclosed how much it cost to put up election posters in the same constituency in the same election. It was €4,920. A businessman offered that service to Pascal Donoghue. He didn't declare it. Any donation above 600, whether it's a donation in hard cash or a donation in kind, has to be declared. And it is unlawful to accept a donation above €1,000. That is what the core allegations here are. And the problem that Pascal Donoghue has, when he was pointed out that at least the van was used in 2017, he didn't do anything about it. He overseen this legislation, didn't do anything about it. In 2011, he said that he carried out a review and everything was in order when a number of journalists put these questions to him. So what we need is accountability. The same accountability that Leo Varadkar had when he was subject to a Garda investigation and a SIPO investigation. The minister needs to come before the House and answer questions. And can I ask you, will you facilitate the opposition putting and getting questions from the minister? And did you ask Pascal Donoghue in relation to any of these matters?
Time
for example,
up,
did Michael Stone
Time
pay for the erection
up,
of posters
Deputy.
For him in his campaign in 2020?
Yeah, well, first of all, in terms of Minister Donoghue spoke to me on Sunday and outlined to me what had transpired and gave an account and apologised. To me on Sunday for the omission and for the mistake that he made in respect of this. Yeah, he did raise those issues with me. He's also offered to the House now at the earliest opportunity to come before the House again in respect of these issues and the issue that you've raised. And I'm struck by the language that you've used in questioning me. So you said you've used the phrase concocted. So that's a very partisan comment. You're entitled to make that comment, but it's a very partisan comment. And it strikes me that the reason why the House established SIPO in the first instance by legislation was to ensure an independent, rigorous, procedurally correct approach to investigating any alleged breaches of the regulations that we have created within this House. And the very language that you use in terms of your subjective assessment, which you're entitled to have, I think underpins the reason why SIPO was established in the first place.
Deputy Holly Kearns, please.